Well, good morning. Welcome to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92.7. It is Wednesday, March 20th, 2024, 9:07 a.m. Glad you've joined us for another edition of the Red Rock Morning Show, bringing you local news and happenings throughout the Red Rock listening area. I'm your host, David Boyle, taking a look at some news in the Red Rock listening area, the latest out of the San Juan School Board meeting, where members of the school board met and discussed a couple of different items, including a discussion about whether to change staff payroll distribution from its current monthly allocation to a more frequent semi-monthly payroll. While no action was taken by the San Juan School Board at their latest meeting in early March, the board did plan to bring the discussion and a possible change to district payroll at a future meeting. As part of the presentation, Business Administrator Tyrell Pemberton said the district uses software to process payroll for the 700-plus district employees. There are monthly manual processes for one district staffer to complete. Pemberton estimated changing to a semi-monthly payment would double the workload and likely require the hiring of additional staff to aid in the process at an estimated cost of $70,000 to $95,000 annually, as well as time for staff to implement change and needed new office space. For those reasons, Pemberton did not recommend making the change, but did add that they recognize the trend for employers to pay more frequently and the benefit it could provide, particularly to classified staff. Currently, the San Juan School Board District pay period runs from the 19th to the 18th of the next month. Classified employees who started work in a new school year on August 16th, for example, would be paid just three days of work in August payroll and work over a month before seeing a more sizable paycheck in September. Pemberton concluded that if the school board feels strongly that the benefit this provides to our employees exceeds the cost we may incur, our staff can make it happen. While no vote was held, board members discussed the benefits and cost of moving to semi-monthly payroll and plans to bring the item before the board at the next meeting. That's all part of the latest San Juan School Board meeting. That's located on the front page of the San Juan Record. It's where we'll turn to next. Excuse me, as it is Wednesday, which means we've got the latest edition of the San Juan Record available now throughout the area. Newsstands, front page, we've got a photo cover that looks like it was taken months ago, but it was just last week. On the last day of spring break in Monticello, lots of folks had to move snow, including the Burton family there on the front page of our this edition of the San Juan Record. We've also got stories on the front page. Again, reports from the San Juan School Board, as mentioned, as well as an outline of the hearings for the Bears Ears Management Plan options. Those are coming up. First one going to be in April, I believe. Yeah, April 16th will be the first meeting, and there's a series of those meetings happening in the area and throughout the West. We've also got latest out of Blanding City, where City Council approved a water sale to Energy Fuels. They also discussed a policy related to collections and received an annual building report. That's all in there in the San Juan Record. Looking on the interior, we've got more news. Got a list. Of course, got the felony court report. We've got a list of Blanding senior plans, a bunch of activities going on, letters and opinions. We've got a report from Mary Palmer, her notes from Westwater column about a hike to Castle Rock and Angel Peak. Taking a look also, we've got Food Adventures of a Comfort Cook by Mary Kokenauer. That's on the back page of our A section. The B section, we've got a nice photo of Trinity Watcott, who started her season with the San Juan Lady Broncos softball team. So that's on the front page. We got a report about San Juan's opening weekend. Also got reports from track teams over the weekend. We have an obituary for James Ogden Stiles, Jim Stiles, who passed away on March 11th. Got an obituary for Stiles in the interior of the paper. We've also got lots of other items, classifieds, legals. And on the back, we have the spring sports schedule for Monument Valley, Whitehorse, and Navajo Mountain Sports. So that's all there in the latest edition of the San Juan Record. You can get it at newsstands throughout the area soon. Of course, it'll be mailed to your box soon if you've got a subscription. You can also, if you've got an online subscription, you can read it online at sjrnews.com. Once again, it is the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. As part of the morning show, we've got other news in the Red Rock area. A report out of Mancos. Bailey Duran with the Cortez Journal writing this story on the Mancos Common Press. Work to offer housing to workers in the town of Mancos. Housing applications are open until March 25th. The Mancos Common Press, three workforce housing units will come available to selected tenants here later this spring. It's going to be to provide housing for workers in town who cannot afford to purchase a home. So the workforce housing is in a two-story building that is being built adjacent to the Common Press building. Again, that's just there in downtown Mancos. The ground level of the building is a workshop, retail, and office space, and the second floor will hold the three single-bedroom units. Talks about the housing is over 2.5 years ago. A grant from the Colorado Creative Industries awarded the Mancos Press $1.3 million, and also they received a one from the Division of Housing for $815,000. So it's a big deal for the Mancos Common Press, and you can find more about those properties in the latest edition of the Cortez Journal. They've got additional information about how to apply for that. But, you know, again, workforce housing remains an issue in the area, and this is a unique way that some housing's being offered there for workers in Mancos. Once again, it is the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. We've got a lot of local news and happenings for you throughout the Red Rock listening area. As part of the morning show, we have funeral notices and memorial services. Funeral services for Stuart Warren Hatch began at 10 a.m. on Thursday, that's tomorrow, at the Ertel Memorial Chapel. Visitation on Wednesday tonight from 5 to 7 at the Ertel Memorial Chapel. Stuart Warren Hatch, age 45, passed away on March 14th. A celebration of life for Cortez resident Jim Johnston will be held at 2 p.m. This Friday, March 22nd, at the First United Methodist Church of Cortez. Graveside services for Wiccan Robert Samuel Red Eye, age 27, are Monday, March 25th at 1 p.m. at the Family Cemetery in Baby Rocks, Arizona. Red Eye passed away on March 17th. Celebration of life services for Davina K. Branson, age 67, of Cortez, will be held on Saturday, a week from this Saturday, March 30th, from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Ertel Memorial Chapel. Services for Barbara Hall Pearson begin at 10:30 a.m. on Saturday, April 6th, at the Monticello Cemetery. Also, funeral services for Clifford Lee Carter, age 64, of Moab, begin at noon on Saturday, April 20th, at Old City Park in Moab. For information on these and other services, check out the local newspapers or the websites for Ertel Funeral Home, Spanish Valley Mortuary, or the San Juan Mortuary. Once again, you're listening to the morning show on Red Rock 92. We'll take a quick break and be back with more news and happenings right here on Red Rock 92.7.
It's the 24th annual Cortez Livestock Farm and Equipment Consignment Auction, April 5th through 7th at the Cortez Livestock Auction. They'll take anything that's farm or ranch related, vehicles, trailers, tractors, livestock and farm equipment, construction and irrigation equipment, four-wheelers, side-by-sides, antiques and more. Consignments accepted March 14th through April 4th. Vehicles sell Friday night at 5. The auction starts at 9 a.m. Saturday and Sunday. For more information, call or text Rowdy at 970-759-0233 or Allen at 970-749-1958. Brought to you by Rawhide Auctions.
Right, I'm in Rawhide. Summertime is knocking on the door in Red Rock Country and Moab Heat and Cool. Your Bryant Whatever It Takes dealer has a special offer to help Red Rock 92 listeners get their air conditioners tuned up in time for the heat wave. Now through the end of spring, get your AC service for only $99. That's just $99 for full springtime service on your AC from Moab Heat and Cool. The deal's gone when the heat's on, so take advantage of this special limited time offer. Call Moab Heat and Cool today at 435-259-1519.
Moab Heat and Cool can now handle all your plumbing needs.
Did you know a nuclear power plant needs just 2.2 pounds of uranium to produce as much energy as 3 million pounds of coal? Energy Fuels White Mesa Mill in Blanding is becoming America's hub for a clean and reliable energy future. They're revolutionizing the way we power our world by harnessing the incredible energy contained in naturally occurring uranium to fuel clean, carbon-free nuclear power. Visit EnergyFuels.com to see how they're energizing tomorrow.
The folks at Walker Drug, Moab's Everything Store, send out a big hearty welcome to everyone who's in town for the Easter Jeep Safari. Whether you're here for some jeeping, four-wheeling, or biking and hiking, stop by Walker Drug for all your outdoor needs and check out our big specials all month long. The Walker Drug Pharmacy accepts Cigna and most other major prescription insurance plans. We offer home prescription delivery and a medication sync program. Walker Drug, Moab's Everything Store, right next door to Walker's True Value.
Once again, you're listening to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. Well, coming up this weekend, March 22nd through April 3rd, it's the 20th year celebration of the Design Build Utah program operating in Bluff. Design Build Utah at Bluff is a graduate architecture program at the University of Utah. It brings students to San Juan County to provide hands-on learning, including building residential houses for locals. I've got a special guest joining us now. Adrian Caesar is an alumni of the program and an event organizer. Adrian, thanks for taking the time to join us this morning.
Thanks so much for having me, David.
Yeah, absolutely. So it's been 20 years. That's what this celebration is about. Tell us about how Design Build Utah at Bluff came to be and what it's been up to for the past decades.
Yes. So Design Build Utah started in 2000 in Park City to offer architecture students an opportunity to learn construction skills and methods. The program relocated to Bluff in 2004 and shifted their focus to housing projects on the Navajo Nation. And I just want to highlight that this is a very unique program. There are about 11 of its kind across the United States. The closest is in Washington State in Kansas, over 900 miles away. So it's really exciting to provide this kind of education in such a rural location. Yeah. Over the 20 years, the program has served 405 students on 36 projects. And over the past 10 years, the program's co-directors, Hiroko and Atsushi Yamamoto, have offered this experience to students from Japan as part of an exchange program.
Oh, well, very cool. Well, again, it's a program going on for 20 years. You're an alumni of the program. Tell us about, you know, how you got involved and what's your experiences like with Design Build Utah?
Yeah, so my degree is in architecture, and I have been craving a hands-on experience to increase my building knowledge. There are a few programs that I mentioned, and this one felt very special because of the way that they use natural materials and the population and communities that they serve. So I came here in 2019 intending to volunteer for 4 months, and I ended up living in Bluff for 3 years.
Wow. So really, really had a great experience then. So it must be exciting to be back in Bluff.
Yes, it's exciting to be back, and I'm really looking forward to this program and sharing this hands-on experience with more people.
Well, very good. That's really exciting. Again, lots of people involved with it. Of course, the Yamamotos, and then people locally, and all coming together as part of this project. It's a nearly two-week celebration that's starting up. There's going to be a bunch of offerings, but the main event is the Don Don Den Den Creation Space Construction Project. Tell us, what does Don Don Den Den mean?
Yes, so the name Don Don Den Den comes from a Japanese onomatopoeia and captures the intention of our project to have gradual engagement and create unity. Don Don means the sound of beating drums and represents the gradual involvement of people increasing over time. And Den Den means the spiral of a snail's shell and signifies the gradual growth of the project as participants work together to expand and create a comfortable environment. When completed, the structure will facilitate gathering and promote physical movement, and the event is intended to bring together local community members and students, Design Build Utah alumni from Utah and abroad, and share the joy of hands-on learning.
Well, as mentioned, there's a lot of events to go with the celebration. Tell us about some of the workshops that are available to people.
Yes, so the main project is the sculpture that we'll be making together, and then there will be evening events throughout the 2 weeks. One of the events is a natural plaster finish workshop. We also have a traditional flute making workshop in Japanese style, and also sushi rolling. And so we've invited mentors and colleagues locally and abroad to share these skills with our community.
Wow, that's really neat. There's also exhibits at the event. Tell us about those.
Yeah, so the two exhibits are featuring the work of our lead artist. Joe Paycheck is a local artist well known for his sculptural work as well as contributions to the field of archaeology. During that event, we'll take a tour of his studio and learn about how this landscape inspires his work. And then the second exhibit is of Kimya Maruyama. He's an architect from Japan with extensive experience in international building workshops. We're really excited to have him. He also is a very avid sketcher, has been keeping sketchbooks his whole life to observe, to make observations, and we'll view a collection of his sketches and then talk about the role of sketching related to his creativity. Both events will be followed by dinner, which is open to the public.
Oh, very good. Again, we've talked about some different events and exhibits. Tell us, I guess there's also a lectures happening.
Yes, so then we have two lecture events. One will be on landscape design, and the other is an open discussion on what is design-build education. So we're inviting local community members to join us in those discussions.
Well, very good. So it sounds like there's lots of ways that the local community can get involved. And again, you know, you're bringing in alumni and all these different folks. What's the best way for people to get more information and get involved in this?
Yes, so you can find more information at designbuildutah.org. You'll find the full schedule of events, the link to register for those events, and if you'd like to support us by making a donation, that's also possible through our website. You can also follow us on Instagram or Facebook at handle designbuildbluff.
Oh, very good. It sounds like a great event going on, again, starting March 22nd, going through early April, celebrating this 20 years of Design Build Utah. Adrian, is there anything else you'd like to mention before we let you run this morning?
Yeah, I'd really love to give a shout out to our sponsors. The event wouldn't have been possible without our partnership through the Bluff Community Foundation, as well as a grant from Utah Humanities. Bluff Community Foundation serves initiatives that improve the health and well-being of the greater Bluff ecosystem. Utah Humanities strengthens Utah communities by cultivating connections, deepening understanding, and exploring our complex human experience. So thank you to those organizations for making this possible.
Well, very good. Again, it's a great celebration of 20 years. The Design Build Utah, it's hard to believe it's been 20 years that the program's been impacting the area, but it really has. Again, you mentioned all those projects built and then alumni. Tell us a bit about the feeling amongst alumni. Is there quite a bit of an excitement to be coming back to Bluff?
Yeah, there is excitement. I mean, this is a very unique experience for people living in this part of the state, as well as like contributing to this sort of full-scale project. So we're really excited to host alumni and reconnect with alumni and, you know, learn and build with alumni, which is what we do best.
Well, very good. And again, building this structure, you know, that represents 20 years past and hopefully many more years to come. That's really exciting. Well, Adrian, we really appreciate you taking the time this morning. Anything else you'd like to mention before we let you run?
I don't think so. Thank you so much for sharing our event with your audience.
Absolutely. Well, thank you again. We've been speaking again with Adrian Caesar. She's an event organizer and alumni of Design Build Utah. They're celebrating their 20th year celebration in Bluff, March 22nd through April 3rd. Quite a bunch of events. You can find that full list and register and learn more at designbuildutah.org. Once again, you're listening to The Morning Show on Red Rock 92. We'll take a quick break and be right back.
A big welcome from all the folks at the Moab CarQuest Auto Parts to everyone who's in town for the Easter Jeep Safari. While you're here, there'll be lots of fun and lots of chances for things to break. If you're in the market for some vehicle TLC, come see Clark at CarQuest Auto Parts. He's got almost 50 years of automotive expertise and the experience to solve any of your off-road problems. CarQuest is backed by Advance Auto Parts, the largest distribution network in the industry. The Moab CarQuest Auto Parts. Locally owned, community driven.
Cinch IT, not just your average IT service. We're fast and friendly, helping businesses like yours overcome tech challenges. Our experienced team offers an array of cybersecurity services, including data backup, email traffic monitoring, and malware removal. We're local, providing swift on-site assistance whenever you need it. Say goodbye to long waits and hello to immediate help. Don't wait. Connect with Cinch IT today for a free consultation. Call or text Ben at 435-359-8229 or head to cinchit.com. Propel your business to new heights with Cinch IT.
Ute Mountain Casino marches in a wave of excitement. Sundays are all about the luck of the hot seats. Every half hour, one lucky winner will receive free play. Will it be you? On Saturdays, Plinko Charm. Drop your way up to $1,000 in free play. Locals Day is Thursdays in March. Enjoy an extra $30 when you earn only 100 points. Join us at Ute Mountain Casino this March for nonstop fun and big wins. See you here.
Come see us at Canyonland Quilts in Moab. With over 1,300 bolts of fabric, we've got everything you need for your quilting projects. Our store is a treasure trove of endless possibilities, so why wait? Step into our cozy little corner of Fabric Heaven and let your creativity run wild. Open Monday through Saturday from 10 to 6 in the Moab Business Park and 24/7 at CanyonlandQuilts.com. See you soon and happy quilting!
Springtime is popping up all around us. Come visit Walker's True Value in Moab for all the tools and materials you need to get those spring projects done. From the garden to the patio and the fun toys to the paint and lumber to build new and spruce up. Walker's True Value is Moab's one-stop hardware and lumber yard. Next to Walker Drug.
Well, good morning. Welcome back to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. It is Wednesday, March 20th, 2024, 9:32 a.m. on this March 20th. Today, in 1994, 30 years ago today, The Sign by Ace of Base was the number one song in the U.S. The Swedish band Ace of Base spent six non-consecutive weeks at number one with the song on the Billboard Hot 100. Today in history, on March 20th in 1815, Napoleon arrived in Paris after leaving the island of Elba and returning to France. This started the 100-day that ultimately ended up with the Napoleon meeting his fate at Waterloo. On today's date in 1854, a group of Whigs, anti-Nebraska Democrats, and free soilers met in Ripon, Wisconsin, and proposed the formation of what became the Republican Party. On this day in 1969, John Lennon married Yoko Ono. What is today? Today is the first full day of spring. I thought yesterday was too because of leap day. Well, whatever it is. Today is also the first well-known UFO sighting was today in 1947. It's Alien Abduction Day. It's also Hufflepuff Pride Day. Birthdays today. Barron Trump, the youngest son of Donald Trump, is 18 today. That kid's tall. Actress Holly Hunter was born on this day in 1958, and her co-star in broadcast news, William Hurt, was born on this day in 1950. He died in 2022. Director Spike Lee is 67. Carl Reiner was born on March 20th, 1922. Would be 102, but he only lived to 98 years old, died in 2020. And model Kathy Ireland is 61 today. Taking a look at birthdays locally, happy birthday to Shaylin Black Randall, Jesse Offutt, Tom Grigo, and Chess Johnson. Happy birthday, folks. Hope you have a great birthday on this March 20th. See if we have any more. Let me check my sources here. But again, if you want to give a birthday shout out, you can give us a call at 435-587-2277, or you can shoot an email to info@redrock92.com. Oh yeah, we've got another. I thought we might have another. It's CJ Cordasco's birthday today. So happy birthday, CJ. Again, it's the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. As part of the morning show, we've got the on-air job fair. That's right, job opportunities in the Red Rock listening area. We'll send you over to that and be back with more local news and happenings. Stick with us. You're listening to the morning show right here on Red Rock 92.7, also at 101.5 and 96.7. Also, you can get us online at redrock92.com. And our show available in podcast format there and most major podcast platforms. Here's the on-air job fair.
Fair on Red Rock 92. The job fair is broadcast 9 times a day, throughout the day, every day.
Looking for your next career? The Synergy Company is now hiring multiple positions. They partner with Red Rock Tots to offer on-site licensed and quality child care to employees. Red Rock Tots is accepting enrollments for full-time, part-time, and after-school care. For more information, call Heather at 435-313-4387. For employment opportunities at the Synergy Company, call 435-610-2783 or apply online at thesynergycompany.com. The Element, Moab's 4-star hotel, is currently looking to hire. There are many positions available, including front desk attendant and housekeeping. Please come into The Element at 1431 North Highway 191 and fill out an application. Come find out about a great job at The Element. Attention adventurers, fuel your passion for exploration at Field Station, Moab's newest adventure hotel. We're looking for talented leaders in food, beverage, and housekeeping with $1,000 signing bonuses for supervisor positions. Seek more excitement? Join our team in laundry or front desk roles. Don't forget, our cafe and gear shop welcomes locals. Apply today at fieldstation.com and embark on your next great adventure. Worldmark Moab has immediate openings in housekeeping, maintenance, guest services, and food and beverage. Competitive wages start at $20 an hour, including worldwide travel discounts, full benefits, and limited share housing is available. Come join our dynamic team at Worldmark Moab. Apply in person on-site at 1435 North Highway 191 or online at careers.travelandleisureco.com. Homestead Steakhouse in Blanding is looking to fill several positions, including a regular cook and a prep cook for the evenings. They're also looking for a chef with knowledge of Chinese cuisine. Experience is helpful, but they're willing to train. Pick up an application at the Homestead Steakhouse at 121 East Center in Blanding. Call Katie at 435-220-9134 for an appointment. Lisbon Valley Mines still has a number of open positions, including heavy equipment mechanics and an industrial electrician. Lisbon Valley Mine offers year-round full-time employment with competitive wages and excellent benefits. To apply, send a resume to applications@lisbonmine.com. For more information, go to lisbonmine.com/careers. Lisbon Valley Mining Company mines and produces copper within Utah's Lisbon Valley, located in LaSalle. Canyonlands Care Center, Moab's senior care facility, is searching for certified nursing assistants at $20 an hour, along with RNs and LPNs. These are full-time positions with benefits. Come join an amazing and caring team. Please contact Canyonlands Care Center at 435-719-4400 or stop by at 390 Williams Way behind the hospital. Blue Mountain Hospital in Blanding has a variety of open positions for registered nurses in many departments, including OB/med surgery registered nurse. They're also seeking a radiology ultrasound tech, a scrub technician, a sleep technician, and a sleep technician trainee. Blue Mountain Hospital offers an incredible work experience and atmosphere with great people, compensation, and benefits. Apply today at bmhutah.org/careers. Find rewarding and satisfying work at Utah Navajo Health System. Currently seeking employees for a wide variety of positions, including medical, dental, behavioral, and support functions at locations across the Northern Navajo Nation and Southeast Utah. UNHS strives to hire the most talented and optimistic employees in the healthcare sector. Check out unhsinc.org/careers for a complete list of current job openings. Energy Fuels is seeking full-time mill operators at the White Mesa Mill in Blanding. Salary is $22 to $32 an hour, depending on qualifications and experience, plus monthly bonuses. Generous benefits package includes paid leave, insurance, and matching 401k. Energy Fuels is the leading U.S. producer of uranium, vanadium, and an emerging producer of rare earth elements. Apply by submitting a resume to careers@energyfuels.com or pick up an application at the office in Blanding. Comfort Suites in Moab is ramping up for the season and is currently seeking housekeepers and a qualified and dedicated front desk agent. The applicant should be reliable and helpful with the knowledge of the Moab area. Competitive wages and benefits are based on experience. Comfort Suites is located at 400 North Main in Moab. Stop by for an application today. Enjoy great pay, benefits, and work environment at San Juan Health. Positions at San Juan Hospital include registered nurses for surgery and medical services and laboratory, radiology, and ultrasound technologists. Also, Spanish Valley Clinic is seeking an outpatient pharmacy manager. Apply at sanjuanhealth.org under the Careers tab. For more information, call Melissa at 435-587-1114 or email mslade, that's M-S-L-A-D-E, at sanjuanhealth.org. The Canyonlands Solid Waste District has several openings. A mechanic, a lube tech, a heavy equipment operator, and CDL drivers are needed. If you're looking for year-round work with the best benefits in the area, stop by 2295 South Highway 191 in Moab or visit them on the web at swssd1.org. You can also call at 435-259-6314 for more information. San Juan County has a number of openings, including Environmental Health Director, a full-time Economic Development Specialist, and an advanced EMT or paramedic. San Juan County offers excellent pay and a generous benefits package for full-time employees. Get more information and apply at sanjuancounty.org or contact Crystal Brake at 435-587-3225. White Mesa Travel Center is seeking an experienced convenience store manager with retail and fuel administration experience. They're also seeking an assistant manager. And Cucci's Restaurant at Ute Mountain Casino Hotel seeks an experienced chef for the Chef Tomah role. 3+ years experience as a room chef, chef de cuisine, or sous chef. Culinary school training is preferred and experience in a fast-paced, high-volume environment. Also, openings for cooks and sous chefs. Wages on experience up to $20.72 per hour. Full benefit packages available including vacation and holidays. Download an application at utemountaincasino.com/careers and submit with your resume to employment@utemountaincasino.com or call Human Resources at 970-564-6127 for more information. Grand School District needs you. Openings are for bus drivers, a groundskeeper maintenance person, a Dene Language Family Club instructor, a district speech pathologist, a severe special ed paraprofessional, and a lead teacher slash dean of students at the new Student Career and Success Center. Wages are up for full and part-time vacancies, and they offer great benefits, retirement, and holidays and weekends off. Get a job that matches your child's schedule and makes a difference. Apply at grandschools.org and click on the Employment tab to learn more.
Listen every day for the on-air job fair on Red Rock 92. If you want to participate, give us a call at 435-587-2277 or email info@redrock92.com.
Emery Telcom is Southeastern Utah's source for reliable high-speed internet. Now we're awarding $2,000 college scholarships to high school seniors from Grand and San Juan counties and Dove Creek, Colorado. The goal is to provide financial aid to students who have demonstrated strong academics, community involvement, and a desire to further their education. Applicants must be an Emory Telcom customer, a citizen or legal resident of the United States, and have a grade point average of 3.0 or higher. Applications are due by April 8th. Mailed applications must be postmarked by April 8th. For full details, rules, and an application, visit emorytelcom.com. Scroll over the Community tab and click Scholarships.
It's time to spring into lawn care with Choice Building Supply, Ace Hardware in Cortez. Come check out the great deals on Scott's Fertilizer's four-step annual lawn program. Select Ace Garden Tools, $21.99 each. Ace Steel or Polytine Leaf Rakes, just $11.99 each. Plus, big specials on Weber Grills, Ego Electric Mowers and Trimmers, Miracle-Gro Potting Mix, and more. That's just the beginning of our Red Hot Buys through the month of March at Choice Building Supply, Ace Hardware in Cortez.
It's tax season, and there's no better place to use your refund than High Performance Ford of Moab. Tax refunds make great down payments and can help lower your monthly interest rate. We have a wide selection of new and pre-owned vehicles with deals on everything from Mavericks to Super Duties and thousands off F-150s. We offer a variety of financing options with rates as low as 1.9% on F-150s and 0% financing on Explorers, Edges, and Escapes. Call or come in today. Tax season done right at High Performance Ford of Moab. It's that easy.
Well, good morning. Welcome back to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. Glad you joined us for another edition of the show. Well, again, we tell you to give us a call if you have a birthday announcement. We've got one. It's Madge Shumway's 96th birthday today. Happy birthday, Madge. 96 years old. It's quite an accomplishment. So happy birthday, Madge Shumway. And again, if you ever want to have us give a birthday shout-out, also do any sort of shout-out you got to, you know, someone's doing something great, wedding anniversary, whatever, give us a call or email at info@redrock92.com. Well, we got someone who's got a special shout-out joining us now is Rhett Sifford, who's here to do the sports report.
I just love that you say if anybody's doing something special and then you say wedding anniversary. It's a tough thing to do sometimes. Yeah, that just cracked me up that's a major accomplishment to have a wedding anniversary.
Well, you know, we maybe if it's your third wedding anniversary, if you're really excited, you can call in. We may not remember.
Not as impressive as 25.
If you get a big number, we'll definitely
that's
announce
right.
that.
You said I had a special shout out. Is there something I should know?
I was just teasing you. I was just setting up because that's what we'd been talking about, shout outs. So I'll shout out Rhett Sifford, who's got his life back after the end of basketball season.
I'll shout out David Boyle. We're here together.
Yeah,
we got we were kind of making fun of some teams, you know, obviously a lot of teams. It was spring break in Utah last week. It's spring break in Colorado this week. But there were some teams last week who just could care less that it was spring break. So we were kind of joking around that either parents are irritated at San Juan and Grand County high schools, or maybe they take vacations without their kids while their kids are on the baseball and softball diamond because they just played right through. So, there was a lot of action over the weekend. Obviously, some tournaments going on, baseball tournament in Grand County. That was a fun one. We reported on that. And the girls' softball tournament in St. George was half canceled just as standing water on the field. So all the fields had standing water. So they had some bad weather roll through St. George. So that was a little bit disappointing, but they got all the Friday games in, and we could take a look at some stuff from this week. You know, action has already begun this week, and we had some baseball and boys soccer yesterday. Grand County baseball continues to roll. They won 7-0 against Gunnison yesterday. That was just a one-off. A lot of these region matchups will be double headers throughout the year, but this one was just one game against Gunnison Valley yesterday. So a 7-0 win for Grand County. And just kind of want to, we'll take a look at the standings here in just a minute. We don't have any RPIs out yet, but we'll take a look at some region standings and talk about that. Other action on the baseball diamond yesterday, San Juan, you know, North Summit, I guess, is a little bit weak this year. And they're in the region. It is for the baseball teams in Utah, it's the 2A East, at least for our teams. And so that includes Grand County, San Juan, and Monticello. Monticello has to play 2A baseball in the spring because 1A baseball is in the fall. So they always go up and play 2A baseball. But San Juan having their way over North Summit yesterday with a couple doubleheader wins, 21-0 and 21-4. So they outscored North Summit 42-4 yesterday. That's pretty convincing wins. For Monticello, it was a battle between local teams. Nucla actually hosted them yesterday, so the Buckaroos traveled west, and Nucla winning that matchup 3-2, so that was quite a battle. And Nucla goes to 1-0 on the year. Monticello dropped to 0-2 with that loss. Then it was boys soccer yesterday, both Grand County and San Juan in action. And it was Grand beating South Sevier, both of these teams on the road. Grand won against South Sevier 8-0, and San Juan lost 5-0 at Millard. And so now just kind of taking a look, there obviously no Colorado, not a whole lot of Colorado action this week. I guess they're going to get into action later in the week. So, yeah, there's some teams in Colorado who could care less about spring break as well. But just taking a look at how these teams stack up right now. Like I said, no RPIs yet. But in Utah, baseball's the 2A East region. And those standings right now, Grand is number one with a 7-3 record. San Juan is second at 6-4, and Monticello is sixth with the 0-2 record. On the softball diamond, our local teams, Grand, San Juan, and Monticello hasn't played yet, but they hopefully will have a team this year. They're in the 2A Central. Grand right now is fourth with a 4-2 record. San Juan just with the two games over the weekend on Friday before the rest of that March warm-up in St. George was rained out. They're 1-1, so they lost to Duchesne and then beat Needles, Nevada. They are fifth in that region. And then boys soccer in Utah, Grand and San Juan play in the 2A South. Grand is second in that region right now, 4-1. And San Juan is ninth with an 0-3 record. Over in Colorado, Montezuma Cortez baseball is third in the 2A and 3A Intermountain League right now, so that's the league that they play in. They have a 1-3 record. Montezuma Cortez girls soccer second in the Southwest League. They have an 0-1 record, so just one game for them so far. And then 1A baseball in Colorado, Nucla with the win over Monticello yesterday is 1-0, so technically they're first in the 1A/2A San Juan League, and Dove Creek is second with the 0-1 record. And that San Juan League consists, David, of Nucla, Dove Creek, and Ignacio. So it's a pretty small league. And mostly, I mean, that's pretty much all local teams. We don't usually report on Ignacio except that our local teams play them all the time because they're right outside our listening area, you know, or pretty much right outside our coverage area. So so that's just kind of a look. We don't have any games going on today. But we have some stuff on the schedule tomorrow. There will be some baseball with Grand at Grantsville. Montezuma Cortez, ignoring spring break, will host Chin Lee. Then on the boys' soccer turf, it'll be Grand County at Beaver, San Juan at Gunnison tomorrow. Girls' golf, Grand, San Juan will both be at North Sevier. They'll be playing the Cove View Golf Course at North Sevier. That's actually in Richfield. And then Montezuma Cortez girls soccer will host Ridgeway tomorrow. But nothing going on today. And just kind of early on, obviously no RPI standings. I think usually Colorado is the first to get to those. So the fact that they don't even have those posted yet, you know, it's super early in the seasons. You know, we've really only had one true week of sports over in Colorado. Utah teams a little bit farther along the way. But yeah, spring sports for sure.
Well, very good. Well, it's a lot to keep track of, but appreciate the work you do in doing it, and best of luck to those teams. Let's take a look at the regional sports report now. Yesterday, Denver beating Minnesota on the basketball court, Nuggets getting the 115-112 win. Looking tonight, the Jazz are in Oklahoma City taking on the Thunder at 6, the Phoenix Suns hosting the Philadelphia 76ers at 8. And of course, the NCAA men's and women's tournaments start today with the round of 4. On the men's side, we do have one regional team playing in that. Number 10 seed Colorado is playing against Boise State for an opportunity to be in the round of 64. That's tonight at 7 o'clock. So college basketball postseason is here. Well, once again, it's the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. That'll do it for the Regional Sports Report, and with it, this edition of the Red Rock Morning Show. Really glad that you joined us this morning, and we look forward to chatting with you tomorrow. Until then, have a great Wednesday.